It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
And welcome back to KSL Outdoors Radio. Just want to remind everybody that we're recording on Friday, but Adventure Gear Fest started on Friday. We'll continue Saturday and Sunday, right, Josh?
Correct, yeah. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this week. And it starts on Saturday is 11 to 7 p.m., and then Sunday is 11 to 5.
Josh Christensen is with us, Russ, and he is a co-founder of this event. But you noticed as we dropped off at the door and got on the elevators to come up to the plaza, there's a lot to see up here.
A lot to see. There's a lot before you even get to the doors down there. I see Maverick's got half the place tied up down there and a lot of other people. So there's a lot to see. We haven't even touched it yet.
No, and Brian was telling us that with 100 vendors, I think was the number, most of them are local, but there are some national vendors too, right?
Yeah, it is. We've got some great local vendors, and it's wonderful to come up and see the outdoor community here in Utah, the products that they've come up with. We've got some amazing people that have come in. We've got Olokai Sandals, a great Hawaiian brand, making an incredible product of sandals, a huge booth up here that they're selling sandals at. There's a company called Sportsmobile. If you're in the overland section, they do these incredible van conversions. So they're campers with as rugged as you can be. Go anywhere you want to in those. You can come tour those, buy one. They've got all kinds of overland gear as well that you can purchase at their booth. So just a lot of great brands, local and national, here showing off their goods.
Yeah. This is the sixth annual. Take me back, since you're a co-founder, take us back to how this whole thing got started and where it's come from that first year.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So it got started. Me and Landon were sitting at a table one day talking about OR. Hey, do you want to go to art? Well, I don't have passes. Can you get passes? And we understand there's a place for it, and it's a business-to-business thing, but it's this greatest gear show in the world is here in our backyard, and it's like eating an ice cream cone and not sharing it with somebody. Look at all this great stuff, but oh, sorry, it's not for the public. And that we really need a public event. There's all these amazing companies here in Utah that make great outdoor products that don't get a chance to do it. We have a boat show, an RV show, hunting shows, but there's nothing for the active outdoor camping crowd. So we started this event with that premise to highlight great local companies, let them sell and connect directly with the consumer, and bring that whole industry together and just create a fun event that's an engaging and promote getting outdoors and spending time here in the Utah.
And we're talking about people that love to bike or climb, camp, ski, all these adventure sport things. The other difference is, and you already said it, but with outdoor retailers, Russ, you got to have a pass. You got to be a member of the media and go through a lot of credentialing to actually get in there. The public can't attend.
And that's true. But we've talked about this before. A lot of that stuff you see there never makes it to the public anyway. And so we used to come back to the studio and report on what was coming out, and then it never came out. And plus, it's really hard to stay awake in there. How many pairs of socks can you look at in one day, you know? And this has got all the stuff you want right here to look at, you know?
I'm glad you brought that up, because there's a lot of shoes, there's a lot of socks, there's a lot of backpacks, and after a while, all the backpacks start to look the same. So give people an idea of the range of things. When we were talking a minute ago with Brian, he mentioned this cake bike something. What is that about?
Yeah, so Cakes is a new startup company. They make electric bikes. It's kind of a little heavier duty than a mountain bike, but not quite a full-on motorcycle. And all electric, so they're quiet, they're clean, and great on the mountain trails where they're allowed. And they're here demoing the bikes. We've got a couple roads that they're out on, dirt roads that they can go, and you can come up and sign your waiver and go try these out. They've got little tours that they're guiding and taking you, and you can experience them. They're absolutely incredible.
Is that one of the more unique things you can think of that's up here right now?
Yeah, like I said, they just got going and have these wonderful innovations. So it's one of the first opportunities that you have to come up, connect, and try and ride one of these yourself and experience them. Take one on.
Would you be okay with that if I bought one of those?
Why would I care whether you bought one or not?
Well, no, and then mountain biked with you.
I'll let you do the uphill on that thing, and I'll do the downhill on mine.
I'll put a rope on the back, tow you up to the top.
maybe we do that as a shot. Tell me more about these trailers, too. I know originally we were going to have some time to talk to the guys that are making these trailers down there, and I investigated them briefly online. But these things look as tough as they can get, and yet have everything you'd want for the backcountry.
Yeah, there's some adventure trailers, overland. It's blown up all the vans, the trailers that go along with them. And we've got several companies here. There's a lot of local companies and the guys that build the trailers themselves. It's the owners of all these companies are mostly here talking about, hey, why I built this, how I built this. And we've got another company that's imported them. There's a company from Australia called Black Series that builds absolutely, you'd see them and they look like something out of a Mission to Mars movie. They're jacked up and they take them on Hell's Revenge and all these trails down in Moab. They're absolutely indestructible. And then there's a dozen other different ones that are just like that. You can come tour, take home if you want to, pick one up, but they're just fun to come look at and see what's inside them. It's like a yacht inside.
Yeah, it's fun to hear of all the odds and ends. Brian was telling, he showed us actually, that he found dog collars that were made by a local company, and he bought two or three of them for the dogs he's got at home.
Yeah, no, that's Wolfgang Man and Beast, and Jeremy, the owner, is here. He's connecting with the people, telling them about the designs and how he made them. And so we've got everything from dog collars to backpacks to tents. There's a GPS stick that syncs with your phone so you can stay in touch called the Vivi Stick. Blankets to, the overland trailers and bikes. It's a whole mirage, a plethora of gear and fun stuff that gets you outside.
Is there a charge to get into the thing?
No, that was one of the premises to this event is we really want to get people exposed to these great Utah companies and get people outdoors. Come up into the mountains and see the beauty that surrounds us, and it's free. So bring the family up. There's kids' activities and plenty for them to do and engage. Maverick's got a great climbing wall they can do. Ford's giving away over $10,000 worth of prizes with a couple mountain bikes and paddle boards and all kinds of things to do. So not only is it free, there's also a chance to win a bunch of stuff and buy a lot of gear and take home for your summer adventures.
Yeah, sounds like a good time. And the weather, by the way, this weekend is perfect for it, which is a bit of a roll of the dice the way the weather's been lately. It was snowing here not that long ago. So a great weekend for the family to come up.
Really is. I can see it. It would be a blast up here. It is a blast up here. There was a trailer down there that had something to do with bungees. Slingshot-looking big thing. It didn't look very safe to me.
You've stumped Josh, too. Yeah, he's wondering what the heck you're talking about.
I missed that one. Yeah, we'll have to go down and check that out. See.
You wanted bungee jump today, too?
Not at all.
Okay.
No.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever been up to Hidden Peak on the tram at Snowbird?
No, we got to do that. Okay? Yeah.
All right, before we call today, we're going to head up there and do that. Josh, thanks so much. It is exciting. It is the largest outdoor gear festival and sale in Utah, the Adventure Gear Mountain Fest that's happening this weekend at Snowbird. Bring your family up. Give us the hours again, and realizing, of course, that this is airing on Saturday, so it'll open at 11 o'clock today.
Yep, so 11 o'clock today on Saturday. It goes till 7 p.m. when the concert starts at 7. Andy Grammer comes in at 7. That starts at 6 for the opening act. And then Sunday we open at 11 and close at 5.
All right, we're going to take one more break. We'll come back. We mentioned in our conversation with Brian about the Cottonwood Canyons Foundation, I think we're going to talk to them because there is a fundraising event going on here, and they've got some great stuff that you may want to bid on or be a part of. So we'll do that when we come back with more of KSL Outdoors here in just a minute. All right, Russ, we've been hearing about this Cottonwood Canyons Foundation. And by the way, we're back up on the plaza at Snowbird on a beautiful summer day. Light breeze, 73 degrees. Every once in a while, there's a gust that comes through here, and I'm afraid we're going to lose our umbrella.
I've been thinking about just pitching a tent right over there in the corner and just staying here. You know?
Hang out for the weekend.
Heck yeah.
It turns out you know Josh. We were having a conversation off the air that he's actually rented phones from you before.
Right, he has. He's done a lot of stuff we've been involved with at Sky Call, with communications. So you never know who you're going to meet, do you?
Yeah, and next year, you've already pledged, maybe you'll be up here with a booth for Sky Call.
The weather's much nicer here than at home, so why not have a booth up here?
Why not? Patrick is here to tell us more about the Cottonwood Canyons Foundation. So give us the thumbnail sketch of what the organization is all about.
Cool. Well, I think it'd be appropriate to start with our mission statement. So the Cottonwood Canyons Foundation, we're a non-political nonprofit. Our mission is supporting the environment in the Cottonwood Canyons through stewardship and education. So we've been around almost 20 years now, pretty much. We spend a lot of our time doing stewardship, a lot of our time doing education. This is kind of a mix. But, yeah, we're really thrilled to be here.
Josh was telling us that your job with the foundation is actually to be a trail leader or something. Tell us about that.
Sure. My title would be Trails Director. So that gives me a really nice balance of kind of directing a program while also seeing it in action out on the trails, you know, being trying to be the hardest worker of my crew. My crew works pretty hard, but, you know, as the director, I always want to try to out-muscle them as we're on the trails, but it's really nice. Then I can go to the office and actually start to organize a program behind the scenes, and it's a really nice balance, but yeah.
So you're out in the field how much time during the year?
On busier projects that maybe I'm really excited about, probably 4 days a week, and then one office day. Apologize to anybody whose email I've been a little delayed getting back to, but oftentimes it feels a little better. You know, when it slows down, or maybe when we have more commitments like this, you know, I'll absolutely pop out, come over here, and maybe be on the field two days a week, so.
That's the kind of job we've always talked about, huh?
Where do you get those jobs?
You've got one! I don't know what you're talking about!
Well, you sort of have one, too, you know.
Yeah, where you do a little office work, go play in the field. I guess here we are joking about it. We're sitting on the plaza at Snowbird. Give our listeners a little bit of an idea of some of the projects you're involved with right now that are underway.
Okay, well, I guess the first one that I'm most excited about, because that's the one I've been working on, is a project we're doing on Milby North Trail. So there's the S-curves in Big Cottonwood. Everybody knows Lake Blanche, Sundial Peak. These are just one of the most incredible hikes we have in the Wasatch. But right across the street is a little lesser known, Milby North, that takes you to amazing places, go through about three different like ecosystems. But the stairs at the beginning, the whole entrance, is just terribly degraded, kind of dangerous. You'll get a lot of people who make it up these really just blown out old stairs. Then they try to come down, they look, and it's just a whole nother ballgame. So we've gone through and installed a lot of stone stairs. We've actually cut a big portion of it to a more sustainable grade with a little reroute on a switchback. And already we saw a hiking group the other day of probably average 70-year-old people just going up thanking us for the work we're doing. And there's still some bad spots we haven't gone to, so you're like, wow, you still get over this, but you just see the accessibility expand. So that's one of the projects we're doing I'm really excited about. Other than that, we do a lot of stuff with our local Forest Service. So our Salt Lake Ranger District has a few awesome programs, little reroutes scheduled for a few trails that we're going to be working on, so we're always really excited to hop aboard with what they're doing as well.
How gratifying is that for you and the crews you run out there to do the sweat work, do the sweat equity, and then see the payoff in having some folks that probably wouldn't have been able to make that hike before?
Well, sweat equity, I'm going to start using that. It's a great term. You know, I find we take a lot of volunteers out. We take a lot of old trail people out. And there's a really common phrase I'll hear, which is like, you know, after a day of work, they're like, I'll never hike a trail the same way. And it's really cool to be able to share that knowledge with other people with, you know, firsthand. And then coming back to a trail that maybe you worked on 3 years ago and you see like this beautiful stone step that you put in, you're like, that's still there. That's going to be there for so long. We have a guy on our crew who's done 24 seasons and there's just some old trail stuff that he's like, yep, I put that up, you know, like 20 years ago. So yeah, really special. It gives you another connection to, you know, our public lands.
Boy, how many times have we been out on a trail? It might have been an ATV, might have been on a mountain bike, might just be hiking, and you have to stop and think, who did the legwork on this and the backbreaking work to put actual stairs in for us to do this?
Yeah, everywhere you go, and of course, National Forest, but just about everywhere you hike, somebody's had to put that work in. I know there's old ancient trails that are old horse trails that horses put most of the work in on that, but somebody's had to come back and clean them up every so often.
Yeah. And then the question comes, where does the money come from all of this? And it sort of dovetails into our conversation of the fundraising event that you've got going on at Snowbird this weekend.
Fantastic. So a lot of the fundraising comes through the National Forest Foundation. It's just a great kind of nationwide organization where people can contribute to, you know, essentially a U.S. Forest Service supported thing, and then the federal government will match it, and that'll come through to us through grants. So grants is a lot of what we do. Snowbird here, all the ski resorts, you know, Alta, Brighton, Solitude, they all help us quite a bit with our funding as board members. You know, we have a wonderful relationship with our resorts here because, you know, they do so much with these amazing ski runs, you know, and even out here in the summer, it's pretty incredible. Between that, we have, you know, our donors, our community members donating. We do, you know, any way we can at this point. You know, we're fortunate enough to have like a pretty stable funding mechanism for a lot of our programs. But as we look to expand, you know, we really need to find additional funding to do those.
Tell everybody how they might be able to donate and be a part of this weekend.
Oh, fantastic. So I think the one thing that we're very excited about is this raffle, the Adventure Gear Fest. Josh Landon, these guys have been so supportive of kind of doing anything they can to kind of help raise awareness about our mission, about the canyons, and also about trying to do a little fundraising in the process. So all the vendors here, you know, have been contacted by them about offering awesome prizes through this opportunity drawing. I don't have the exact numbers of how many have done, but, you know, we're passing out books to a lot of these vendors, and it's surprising how many are helping us out. You know, we're trying to give them one of our wildfire book, which is our big guidebook. We, as one of our donations to the big opportunity drawing, is two of our deep powder passes, and this is one of our biggest fundraising mechanisms, are these deep powder passes. So they're transferable, basically 50 lift rides or 50 days transferable through all four of our resorts in the Big and Little Cottonwood, Alta, Snowbird, Solitude, Brighton. They retail at $2,200, so we're offering up two of those. So for business folk, you can take out clients. For people with a lot of family who are coming in town, you always want to have them a lift. Like, go anywhere you want. 3 days, try three resorts. We're offering two of those. So we have raffle tickets going on. It's $10 for one, $40 for five. And on Sunday evening, we'll be doing this big opportunity drawing. And yeah, hopefully a lot of people come out, want to buy these tickets. I think they're really going to want to buy them when we have our table set up with all of these awesome packages. Because some raffles, you're like, well, I don't really want that. But you'll be looking at like a huge ski pass or like this really awesome tent. I mean, there's some pretty cool packages. I wish I knew more about the details of some of these packages.
But yeah, but check it out when you come up and you bring the family up this weekend for what's left of the Adventure and Gear Fest today and tomorrow as this interview airs on Saturday and Sunday. So is there a website people can get more information to?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our website I definitely want to plug would be cottonwoodcanyons.org. And the Adventure Gear Fest, I'm sure we'll have all the information. I'm very Googleable. I'm not exactly sure what the specific URL is for that, but absolutely, it should be very easy to find.
Yeah. AdventureGearFest.com is the website for the Adventure Gear Fest. All right, that's going to wrap up the show for today. You are going to get a real treat today because you get your first ride to Hidden Peak on the Snowbird Tram.
How about that? I'm looking forward to that.
Let's go do that. We'll take this break. When we come back, it will be the KSL Greenhouse on the road this week, Tim and Ton, and we'll be out at the Lowe's in West Jordan with our friends from Orbit Sprinklers. So don't go away.